The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids. I am your host, Brother Ankh, Rising Sun. Each week we bring to you geniuses, craftsmen, master teachers, human rights advocates, tantra teachers, pyramid specialists, crystal specialists, people who are experts in their area of study so that you and I can apply the information to thrive in this life. Before we begin, as always, I call upon my own I Am Master Presence. I am, for all of you who are not yet up to the high end understanding of I Am means God is. I Am means divine speaks. So when you say, yes, I am, you are invoking the highest of high within your being. So I am within me. I am within the sea of life. I am within every man, woman, child. In the name of love, I call upon our ascended master brothers and sisters. I call upon Yahshua to be a part of this show. I ask in the name of love, Ascended Master Simeon Toko, the last Christ born in the Congo, to be a part of this show. Sheikh Amadou Bamba, the Ascended Master born in Senegal at the beginning of this century, for him to be a part of this show. I call upon Enoch, Elijah, Black Madonna, Mother Mary. I call upon Imhotep, Ptahotep, Quetzalcoatl, Harriet Tubman, John Brown. I call upon Nat Turner to be a part of this show. I call upon all the shaman warriors, Chief Sitting Bull, Geronimo, Chief Osceola. I call upon Crazy Horse, White Buffalo Calf Woman, Lakshmi, Buddha, Krishna, Ganesh, Master Himalaya, Great Divine Director, Seraphis Bay, to be in this show so that we may elevate, accelerate, transmutate, innovate the beauty and majesty that we were born to live. As often said, the two most important dates is when you was born and when you realize what you was born to do. So moving forward, I'm starting up my computer, open up the desktop for Blog Talk so we can proceed with tonight's show. Tonight, we are honoring our Uncle Nat Turner, the revolutionary who said enough is enough, change has to come by any means necessary. So he is who we are going to honor in the main part of this show. But before we do, I want to make an announcement about upcoming events. It's going to be this Saturday, the 5G threat. It's called the Feldspar Family and EMS Protection. It's going to feature Ross Benn. It's going to feature Lester Loving this Saturday, May 11th, 2019, at Nicholas Bookstore, 1396 Fulton Street, from 2 to 7 p.m. That's between New York and Brooklyn Avenue. For further information, call 718-858-4400. I also want to bring on for the opening announcement a sister that I met today. It was a collective, and they're bringing awareness to what's going on in Zimbabwe. So before we bring on the featured guest, I want to bring on our sister. Let me make sure I say her name right. Ama. I think I said she said Ama. Let me make sure. Sister Ama. I'm scrolling, y'all, through the phone. Sister Amadi. I'm sorry. Sister Amadi. And I'm looking for her number. 917-495. I am inviting Sister Amadi. Welcome to the show, sister.
Yeah, I'm on the phone. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I have the flyer in my hand. I first want to read off this flyer I just picked up on Fulton Street. It says African Liberation Day. One people, one aim, one destiny. Get on the bus to Washington, D.C. The cost is $50. I'm sure that's round trip. Leave at 6 a.m. from 456 Nostrand Avenue, Brooklyn. End Trump sanctions against Zimbabwe. U.S. tools of economic terrorism and recolonization. Sanctions kill. March on Trump White House, Washington, D.C., Saturday, May 25th, 2019. 12 p.m. Assemble and rally at African American Civil War Museum, 1925 Vermont Avenue Northwest at U Street Northwest, Plaza across street. Info and endorsement, 718-398-1766. Sister Amadi, welcome
yes,
to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us what's happening.
Well, you know, Zimbabwe is actually the only African nation that has taken all their land back from the former colonizers and settlers. In every nation in Africa where that there was colonized, white people, the French or the British, are still there and really holding on to all of the economy of those nations. And so Zimbabwe is a standout because it's setting an example of taking your land back. And in 2001 or 2000, when it was under the president, Robert Mugabe, they took all of their land back. And so as a punishment to them, the Western nations, the UK, who were the settlers, the colonizers of Zimbabwe, and the United States, and including the EU and Australia, all of them joined in a multilateral position and are imposing these severe sanctions on Zimbabwe, which has crippled their economy. And first they were saying it's because they had a problem with President Mugabe. Now that there's a new president, you think that they would change? No, they made them even more stringent. So that's why we're making it our business on African Liberation Day to go down and support this revolutionary country that is still struggling and still fighting for their liberation, and they will never give back their land. You know, and white folks really actually think that something was taken from them, like they didn't take it from the Africans. So we're going down there and we're saying end the sanctions. We're going to the White House, because we know that it is a tool of war into economic terrorism, and what they really want to do is recolonize Africa. So we want to just educate people on what's going on, and those people want to come with us down to Washington, D.C. The buses are leaving from Sister's Place, and that's at 456 Nostrand Avenue. And Saturday, May 25th, is African Liberation Day. So please, if you want any more information, just call us at 718-398-1766. Or you can go to our website, it's d12m.com. We're the December 12th movement. So it's d12m.com.
Well, Sister Imani, I want to thank you for all that you do, known and unknown, to help elevate and transmutate the time, you know, the present state of affairs. And as we say to everyone who's on this show, when you go, make sure you go with a crystal in your hand, because the difference between a rock and a rock is disorganized on the atomic level. And when you hold, as an activist, a crystal in your hand, your positive affirmations are amplified over 600%. So all activists who are in the audience now and in the future recordings, it is time, with the frequency war that is going on, for us to remember high frequency has dominion over low frequency. High frequency has dominion over low frequency. So holding a crystal as our ancestors did, and then speak into existence that which you desire for liberation, activation of humanity, the people in Zimbabwe, throughout Africa, say it with a crystal, and it'll be amplified throughout the crystal kingdom, throughout the plant kingdom, throughout the sky. Because if you don't carry your crystal, the frequency of using microwave attacks, you become a victim, because they're using electronic warfare to dissipate protests. So you have to raise your frequency with crystal use. So every activist,
I'll pass that way.
So I want to thank you for your announcement, and thank you for all that you do. And I hope you can listen in, because we're having a special about our revolutionary activist, Nat Turner. That's what the show is tonight.
Yeah.
It's all about Nat Turner. So, you know, stand by, listen in as we bring on our sister, Angela. Angela, welcome to the show.
Okay. Peace, Brother Ong. Thank you so much. Peace, family. Thank you so much for having me on your platform. Peace.
Yes. I want to read the info about the Nat Turner Library. I prefer to say Uncle Nat Turner, because he's our uncle. All right. Can we get an Ashe?
Ashe.
So, Ashe. The Nat Turner Library was founded by Elder H. Khalifa. Did I say that right?
You got
it. Along with his late wife, Sister Rita. Elder Khalifa is known as the father of independent black publishing, as he published black authors in the 70s and 80s where no other mainstream publishers would. The Nat Turner Library sits on 123 acres of a part of Nat Turner's ancestral birthland in Southampton County, Virginia. This institution has been serving the community for 21 years, providing a cultural haven for lectures, book signings, music festivals, summer camp, and annual celebrations like Nat Turner Day, Ancestors Day, and the Black Books Achievement Awards, which is having its 26th annual celebration weekend on Saturday, June 1st, to honor Black authors for their literary contributions to Black life, history, and culture. On day two is Metaphysical Sunday, Crystals, Orgone Energy, and the Power of I Am, with guest speakers, Brother Ankh Rising Sun, that's me, Sister Majade Bey, and keynote speaker, Brother Ross Ben. Angela is a daughter of in-law Elder Khalifa. She works as one of the coordinators of the Black Books Awards, along with Nadira Khalifa, and is a promoter of Nat Turner's legacy through the Nat Turner Library. She shares with the world the importance of keeping the land in Black hands and encourages families to visit this sacred ancestral land. Also initiates fundraising to maintain, preserve, and protect this land. Angela, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
Yes, yes.
Well, yes, yes. We are really excited about our upcoming 26th Annual Black Books Awards. And as you said, Elder Khalifa, being the father of independent black publishing, this is so important because he started this with the intention to coincide with, well, he's on the show. He's actually here with me. He can tell his story. I'm just so excited about it. But basically,
okay,
this is an opportunity. Yes, an opportunity for us to celebrate, yes, black excellence. So that is my job to promote, to get the word out, to encourage the family to come out. Elder Khalifa, he actually is the senior tour guide for the Nat Turner Ward Trail Tours. So you can come out and get a tour to some of the location sites of Nat Turner's actual revolt. So it's really something to see. So we encourage the family to go to our website, which is www.natturnerlibrary.com, where you could get your tickets. Also, we have an ongoing GoFundMe campaign that's going on that I wanted to share with the family. It is our intention to rid ourselves from the bondage of a mortgage, and our goal is to do so this year. That is our intention. So we're hoping to be able to garner enough support through our GoFundMe and just through our annual events where we can bring enough awareness and financial support to achieve that goal. But I do have Elder Khalifa. He's actually here with me, and he's ready to speak.
Gladly. Brother, welcome to the show. Baba Khalifa, can you hear us? I guess he's getting positioned by the phone.
Just one second. Just one second.
Sure. Also, we have on the line Brother Ross Ben, who's going to be the keynote speaker at this event. Brother Ross, welcome to the show.
Yes, I. Respect, love,
yes,
and honor.
Yes, brother. Yeah. Well, we got you here also while she's getting Baba Khalifa ready to be online. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I.
Yes. Tell us about your latest publication while we're waiting, Brother Ross Ben. I know you're
the
author of Rocks of Ages, and that's about crystals. Now, what is this latest publication you've done?
Well, it's called Great Mystery Philadelphia. And it's really a book of art, history, mystery, and prophecy, but it does explore how our history, mystery, and prophecy is encoded in the art, architecture, and archetype symbols of the city Philadelphia. And so we do decode the city, kind of like along the lines that Anthony Browder decodes D.C. with his Nile on the Potomac tours, kind of, you know, take that same perspective with Philadelphia, looking at the art and architecture from our cultural perspective and show that, you know, our deepest mysteries are woven into the birth of this nation, you know?
That sounds very much like what our Moorish brothers are saying, that we're already home, that this is already West Africa, and that the majority of us have ancestral roots in the land. Just like on the dollar bill, you see all our ancestral signs from the pyramid, the falcon, the eagle on the dollar bill, and I just got to notice he's on the line,
yes.
Baba Khalifa. So hold that thought, brother. Let's invite Baba Khalifa onto the show. Welcome to the show, Baba.
Well, thank you, brother. Good evening.
Yeah,
to your listening audience. And I want to thank Sister Angela, my daughter-in-law, for that kind introduction and the warm words that were spoken. She's an inspiration, and she has brought a lot of necessary energy into the experience out here on the ancestral land of Nat Turner. And I'm very happy to hear that African Liberation Day continues. Back in the 1980s, I was at African Liberation Day along with Kwame Ture and Baba Zulu at Ujamaa Shule in Washington, D.C. And African Liberation Day, where we had the celebration up in Malcolm X Park. I don't know if it's still in that Malcolm X Park or not. The area has been gentrified so terribly that I suspect that it would be a struggle for them to continue to have that celebration in the park. But nevertheless, the struggle continues. And it continues here in Virginia through our efforts to maintain and preserve the legacy of one of our greater freedom fighters, Brother Nat Turner.
Yes. And you know what's so deep, brother? We've been acknowledging Nat Turner on the opening of the show. I don't even know how long. It's been at least, I'd say, 1 to 2 years. You know, and we have to acknowledge our ancestors' struggles and endeavors, even though it may have cost them their life. Because I don't know one person who's going to get out of this theater called life alive. So we can't be frozen in fear. And sometimes we have to do what we have to do so that the next generation can thrive higher than the previous generation, like passing the baton. And on my father's side of the family, they from Virginia. So,
wow. Okay.
You're right in my, you know, that might, that's why I call Nat Turner Uncle Nat Turner. And I just sent a link to a good brother friend who's got also family roots in Virginia. So everybody from Virginia and into the Southeast, let's acknowledge Uncle Nat Turner. Ah, shit.
Uncle Nat Turner, our ancestor. Yes, sir.
Yes.
What part of Virginia?
Halifax, South Boston.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's...
And my mom's family is part of her family's in Hampton, Newport News area.
Okay. We're about midways between South Boston and Hampton, Newport News. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yes. So
we're midway.
We also have that's excellent. Excellent. So how long you had the land now? I mean, you know, like how did this idea even come to you, brother?
We first came up on the land back in 1990, and we did our research here in the area, and then we came and conducted the first Nat Turner Trail Tour in 1993. So we've been carrying on the tradition of tracing the footsteps of Nat Turner and the Black Liberation Army. I do encourage people, when you talk about Nat Turner, you know, mention the Black Liberation Army, the BLA, the Black Liberation Army of 1831, those brothers and sisters that rode with Nat Turner. So we honor them along with Nat Turner. His four main associates was Henry, Hawk, Sam, and Nelson. And they stayed with Nat Turner during the whole revolt. So we're pleased to be able to be here today to express a few words of support of what your efforts, because, you know, we need the media. Namely, we need that mass media. The saving grace for us is the internet-based radio and those social media. I know social media gets a bad name in some quarters of the world, mainly through white people, but white people are angry because they have yet to come up with a solution on how to keep the internet thriving and exclude us from it. When you hear them talking about the problems they're having with the internet, their main problem is being able to let the internet stay as it is, but exclude us as they have done in the past. But social media is a good platform for us because it is a way to keep us in touch with each other if we use it wisely. And I think we're using it very, very well. I look at what my daughter Nadira and her sister-in-law, Sister Angela, I see what they're doing on social media, and I get excited just the thought of knowing that they're able to use that medium to reach so many people. When we were coming on back in the 1960s and 70s, it was mostly we would have to hand our flyers out, put our posters up on lampposts, and once in a while we could get on the airwaves. Of course, we had Gary Bird and Bob Law and some of the other people on WBAI. But when it came to celebrating or giving a platform to brothers and sisters who had an independence in mind for our people, of course, you know, they didn't let us on the airways that much. So we had to do it the hard way, which is the sure way. I'm excited about books. I was pleased to hear that there is one bookstore still surviving in Brooklyn. I don't know the name of it. Was that Sister's Place?
Well, you got Sister's Place.
The name of the bookstore in Brooklyn.
Also have Nicholas Brooklyn. So there's more than one.
Yes.
Yeah, there is more
than
one.
Well, I came along when the East had a bookstore. East.
Right.
Yes. When they were at the
East now.
Place.
Right. Now that's going. That's over at the Brooklyn Navy Yard, July 4th weekend, where MZ and Mensa, Wally Mensa. It's a brother named Segun who's still having the African International Arts Festival every July 4th weekend. So that still continues.
It's going to be at the Navy Yard?
Yeah, Barry Park.
I thought it was at Boys and Girls High School.
Yeah, it's no longer
Boys
at Boys
and
Girls. It's downtown Brooklyn.
Oh, yes. Okay, we'll find
it. Oh, yeah. I'll send you that.
We will find it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay,
you also
have
your family on the other line.
Okay, I want to thank everyone who has made a contribution, who have visited our website, those who have made a contribution, those who make a pledge or make a vow to themselves that they're going to come back and make a contribution so we can continue the work that we are doing here on the level that we have been doing.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for many years. Like I said, we serviced the East Bookstore when they were at 10 Flavor Place, and then when they moved to the Armory, we found them. And there were a number of other stores on Nostrand Avenue that we used to service. So we've been around for a while and distributing this literature, and pleased about the support that we have received in the past. But we want to let your audience know that we need their continued support. We need their continued support. Okay, I was also pleased to hear the announcements by the sister from Zimbabwe. You know, Zimbabwe. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
We were great supporters of the liberation struggles to break the backs of colonialism in Africa. But, of course, you know, she got it right. We still suffer from that neo-colonialism, you know, where they move them out, but they still have a grip on our economies in those African nations.
Yes.
So that would be the last battle on that side. But, of course, we have our battle here. And, you know, the things that we must achieve, there's some imperatives to maintain our struggle. We must upgrade everything, must increase what we do as a people, especially those of us who know right must do right. And those of us who are of a mind to do something, there's something to be done. And if you don't know what to do, get in touch with someone who knows what to do. But we must act, and we must get our reparations. We must be repaired. We must win our reparations in this generation.
Ashe.
95, 95, 95,
manifest.
Yes, some of our elders who carried the banner for reparations have passed on, but they left a legacy of struggle for reparations with us, namely Queen Mother Moore, Dr. Imari Obadeli, Chokwe Lumumba, Hannibal Freak, and many other brothers and sisters who carried that banner as long as they could, and they passed it on to folks like myself and Brother Cam Howard in Chicago and Brother Erie in Philadelphia. So, you know, it's in good hands, but we need some help to get the word out about reparations. So we hope with our conference coming up in Detroit in June that maybe we could have a speaker come on and talk about reparations on one of your programs.
You got that. I'm going to bring on your family now. Area code 757-556. Welcome to the show.
Hey, peace you guys. Peace. It's Nabira here from the Nat Turner Library.
Welcome, welcome. Tell us more, sister.
Well, first I want to say thanks for having me on your show, Brother Hunt. It's, you know, it's nice to talk to you. This is the first time we've spoken, but of course I'm familiar with you from YouTube and all this other stuff. But yeah, I'm out here at the Turner Library. Baba Khalifa is my father, and he's been in the movement for like my entire life, like way before, you know, I was even here. So I've definitely grew up in the quote unquote conscious community, you know what I mean? And you know, we've been doing the book awards and all these events for years and years and years, and it's like, you know, it's great to be a part of it. And it's like, I'm super excited this year that you, Brother Honk, and Brother Robson and others are going to be coming in, because it's like the energy in the world is just kind of changing and upgrading a lot. And I feel like, you know, the information you guys are bringing is kind of like, I don't want to use the word new age, but it's a fresh perspective in a lot of ways that, you know, people are like hungry for spiritual knowledge. That's not the same old, same old, same old. So it's like, yeah, let's bring something fresh to these people to really uplift everybody, including ourselves.
Yes, I see.
Ashe, ashe. I would also like to bring on another speaker who's going to be speaking on Metaphysical Sunday. That's Sister Majade. So let's have Sister Majade on 718-288. Sister Majade, welcome to Magnus Crystals Pyramid.
What's happening? Peace, everyone. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
yeah, we can hear you loud.
I can hear you.
Oh, peace. Thanks for having me on your show, Hank.
Yeah. So, listening to this southern flavor.
Yes.
Organic collard greens, mac and cheese, candy yams, sweet potato pie, black eyed peas, turnip greens.
No, I love to eat
what
now.
What you got to say, Majade?
Oh, my God. What don't I have to say? I'm just so honored. Sister Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello,
welcome, peace, sister.
Oh my God, I just love you so much for even thinking about having me on this on at
yes.
the event. You know,
well, you have something to say. You have something to say, and we want to hear it. So we definitely welcome you here.
Oh, thank you. And you know, Ross Ben, you know, I've been, I guess like you could say like a fan. I just love your work, Ross Ben. And Baba,
yes,
I enjoyed listening to you.
I was on mute, but yes, I give thanks.
Thank
I'm here.
You.
Much love, sister.
I love you. And Baba, I really enjoyed listening to you. It just seems like you have, like, so much to say. I can't wait to meet you. I don't think I've ever met you or anything. But you had mentioned something about social media. And, you know, I just started a podcast, my first podcast show. So I'm so looking forward to getting out, like, as much information as I can to the people, to the whole freaking universe if I can, you know. You know, and also my family is from the South, South Hill, Virginia. My mom was born and raised out there. You know.
Oh, you
love
South Hill. Mhm.
So I got that country.
That's in our backyard.
Yes, I know.
South Hill, yes.
Mhm.
I look forward to seeing you on the land, sister.
Thank
during
you.
Black Book Awards weekend.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yes, all right. I look forward to meeting you and the others who come.
So,
yeah.
The next question is, what you got growing on the land? Besides grass.
What you got growing on the land?
Mm.
Well, we got sunflowers. We will have squash, tomatoes, string bean, watermelon.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. I love to eat. I really do. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to have plenty of food.
Okay.
Vegan, plant-based food.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Perfect.
Yeah.
I like for Brother Ross, if you can. I know you've done a lot of research about Philadelphia, and if you're still on the line, Brother Ross.
Yes,
you know,
I'm here.
One of the things that has come up in the Moorish studies is how the Europeans, in order to disconnect the indigenous people of Virginia from the land, they reclassified all the indigenous people as Negro and colored.
Yes.
Has that come up in your research, Rossman?
Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Virginia is a case study for that, you know, because it's easy to find it in their codes, you know. They did the same thing up here in Philly and that's what the Walking Treaty, the famous Walking Treaty of William Penn was all about, that they actually have us memorialized every year with the Penn Relays, because they hired the fastest runners in Philadelphia to make a mockery of a tradition the Lenape had, which was if you were a refugee seeking asylum from persecution and the grandmother council was feeling you, you could have as much land as you could walk in a day, you know?
Mm.
That was the tradition. But William Penn's sons cleared all this land, made trails, hired the fastest runners, and when they were finished, they claimed almost from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, you know, the whole Lehigh Valley, and as well as Delaware Valley. And said, if you want to keep your indigenous status, you got to move west of the Alleghenies. If you stay in Penn's Woods, you're going to be a Negro. And some of our people went west of the Alleghenies, but a lot of them stayed and, you know, got that free person of color, colored Negro, and post-Jesse Jackson African-American identity placed on them, you know?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations to you, brother, on publication of that book. See, that's
thanks,
why when they dare talk about the fresh approach to these old ideals and liberation struggle, that's what she's referring to. It's your generation. It's this generation that's coming on now that you guys just refresh. It's one movement and it's one continuous struggle, but it does need to be refreshed from time to time.
Yes, sir.
And I think we have the ability, we have some very capable brothers and sisters like Sister Angela and my daughter and you and my son Ibn, and there's any other number of young brothers and sisters that have been to our programs, and I hope you are able to make it down for the Nat Turner for the Black Book Awards weekend this year or at some future time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can celebrate your public.
Yeah, I'm there, Baba.
He's in the eye of the storm.
Okay. I cannot wait to sit and hear your wise mind and experience, you know, because my journey as an independent Black writer, I just know what I dealt with, and to just hear your journey as an elder, I'm really looking forward to that, you know?
Yes, sir. Do you have books in print?
I have, yes. I actually...
So you have books here to sell?
Absolutely.
Some of your books,
Okay,
bring some books so you can help to sell some books to defray the expense of coming down here.
Yes. Yeah, I have books and crystals. I'm going to be ready for the metaphysical weekend.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Bring some crystals.
Yeah.
And we have some melanin. You know, melanin. I carry a vial of melanin with me all the time. I don't know how that weigh into crystal, but melanin, to my understanding, has those spiritual attributes that's worked for me. And maybe we can trade. You bring a crystal, and I'll give you some melanin.
Yes, thanks.
We hear a lot about
melanin. Now you're stepping into that science. Yo, Baba, whose melanin you got, brother?
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to know.
Mine came from Dr. Carol Barnes. And he works in a laboratory. I think it's plant-based melanin. It is plant-based. He told me that. And I bought a quantity from him and put it in little vials. You know, the smaller bottles that they use to put oils in. Yes, many people talk about melanin, but they've never actually seen the melanin molecule. We have some here for you to look at.
Wow.
You know, you can see it. Can't touch it, but you can look at it.
Yes, sir.
And I look forward to Metaphysical Sunday. And so I can exchange some information with some sisters. Who's the keynote for Sunday?
The metaphysician. Brother Ankh and Sister Majed, all the guests today, Baba, they are going to participate.
Yes, okay, yes. All right.
Now, I never heard about melanin being in a bottle from plant medicine. So, Baba, you pulled one on me that time, brother. That was definitely a quantum curveball.
Well, it's melanin. Melanin is an actual molecule, you know. It's the molecule's too large to ingest. You can't ingest it because the system of the body can't absorb it.
Huh. Mm.
But we can use it as a keepsake. The way you carry around that crystal, we can carry the melanin around.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. What is the energy like as you carry that, the melanin? You know, what is the energy like as you carry
it? Say that again, Majay, so we can hear you better.
Like, what is the energy like? You know, like with crystals, you know, you have like that sense sometimes of clarity and things like that. But when you carry that melanin around, you know, I mean, we carry it around all the time. But to have that vial.
They're granules. Mm-hmm. Grains. You know, like they're larger than cream of wheat.
Wow.
Or grits, but they're brown and black.
Okay.
Dark brown to black. That's the color of melanin. And it's pure form.
I'm looking forward to
And Dr. that. Carol Barnes wrote a book called Melanin, the Chemical Key to Black Greatness.
Okay.
And that book is not available, but because I don't think Dr. Barnes will be here, but, you know, we can take orders. Melanin, I do strongly suggest that you research in your research and research melanin. When they talk about deep space, right? Then dark matter in deep space, that dark matter to us, they're talking about melanin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, I just found it on Amazon. Melanin, the chemical key to black greatness. Guess what the price is? Paperback.
Yes, I can imagine.
$856.64.
Wow.
Yes, I see the price, they have reduced the price. And that's a reduction. The book has been out of print for about 15 years. But it's in such high demand that, you know, the price is going up for people who have copies and want to sell them. But Dr. Barnes, he was ripped off so bad the last time he put the book in print that it upset him so much that he decided to take it out of print, and he has not put it back into print yet.
Wow.
Is he still alive?
We're telling him, yeah, he's alive. He's retired, but he's still alive. He was here. He was here in the Nat Turner Library about 3 years ago. He was our guest speaker for the Black Book Award.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I ask is because everyone in the audience who make Organite, Orgone devices, imagine having some of the melanin inside the resin. What do you think of that, Ross Ben?
Yeah. My wife has said she has just had that same thought as you were speaking it.
Yes, sir.
Majade, you catching this ball?
Yeah. And add that to your list of ingredients.
That's powerful.
Okay, brothers and sisters, I look forward to seeing everybody in person. I've enjoyed this conversation.
Likewise, Baba.
Yes, Baba. Much respect.
And the brother who wrote the book on the codes, we must break down these codes. Yes, for real. Now, and thank you for the information about the origin of the Penn State relays.
Yes.
Yes.
It just happened. It was just It was what 2 weeks ago. At UPenn.
Oh. All right. So thank you very much, and don't forget to bring some books.
Yeah, well, I'm going to bring some magnets. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Sister Angela.
And keep this radio show going. It's great media. Thank you. And good night.
Thanks.
Good night.
And good night.
Peace.
Okay. Peace. Ball's on your court now.
Well, that's awesome. I appreciate you sharing your platform, and I'm so excited and thankful to all of you for agreeing to come out and participate and feel the energy. The ancestral energy is so high here, and, you know, it was just divine. It was a divine connection for all of us to come together in this way for this purpose at this time. It is the right time. And so I'm just excited, thankful. We look forward to having you all. Appreciate it. And just happy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Right there with you.
Sister Majay, tell us what you're going to be bringing to. Tell us what you're going to be bringing to Virginia.
Well, first, I definitely want to do a poem because it's been a minute since I, recited anything. So it's time. It's time. You know, poetry, I express myself, truly, through poetry and through my creation. So I'll be bringing a lot of my crystals with me. A lot of them will be made up of, ankh. I always had like a fixation with ankh, even before I knew what an ankh was. I got it tattooed on my forehead before I even knew what it really was. I've just always been drawn to it, I'm probably more than likely I'll be doing a lot of storytelling because I've always been a storyteller ever since I was a little girl, but I, as an adult, I can speak about, the different things that's been happening, in my life spiritually, like wow, spiritually, like things that are like not normal, that people will consider not normal. I like to speak about that, I've been bending on 125 for like ever, so long the four fell off. So it's been maybe, about almost 20 years now. So I've met a lot of people, a lot of different energies. I've learned a lot from the people out there, and in the so-called conscious community, there's a lot of warriors out there. I've learned a lot from them, so I've been holding all this in. So, I'm quite sure, I'm just going to let the spirit ride with me. And I'm just gonna flow. I mean, I am that flow. I'm also. I was thinking about like bringing a piece of wire and have everyone just make something out of a piece of copper wire. It's like so simple. Our hands are our tools. We don't need tools. I feel like I've been down this road like in the past, doing this like in the past. Like many centuries ago, I just feel like this is always, this is who I am. And this is what I'm meant to do, meant to be. I've always been fascinated with gemstones, even before I knew what they were. I mean, even pebbles and things, I always had, it's like I would see them and my mouth would water. I'm like, why is my mouth watering? You know, so I know that this is what I'm supposed to do, and I'm supposed to share this journey that I'm on with everyone. So,
and we're going to bring the hula hoops. We're going to bring the hula hoops, sister.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. I heard you were a hula hoop extraordinaire.
Yes. Wow. I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
We're
going to
have
day.
A session.
Thank you.
Nadira and I said we are going, when we heard that about you, learned that about you, we said, yes, we're getting the hula hoop. So, yes.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, I was telling Brother Hank, I was like, I want to bring my hula hoop, but it's so big. You know,
we'll get some. We'll have some here.
God, I can't wait. I'm going to – hey. Okay, let me calm it down. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yes.
You know, Angela and all the listening audience, Majade is so multitask master. She's going to hula hoop and do a presentation because it don't mean a thing the way her hoop went.
I can do that. I'll do my poem while I'm hula hooping. Yes, because, you know, hula hooping is – I mean, you're spinning your chakras. You know, you're getting in tune with your inner child. You know, so it's, you know, it's all about fun with me, fun understanding. I just like to just have a good time with myself, you know. It's like, you know, I don't have time for misery or anything like that. That's why, you know, I like talking to people and, you know, keep my mind occupied, you know, get it off of, you know, being negative or, you know, just have fun, you know, while we're here, too.
That's right, Ashe.
Yeah, laugh. You know, laughter is so healing. Yeah.
You know, I think that would be very mesmerizing to the listening audience to watch a full hip sister hula hooping and holding a conversation that has nothing to do with that hula hoop, gyrating like Kundalini energy all throughout the room. Last man, what's your take on Kundalini like that? Could you imagine
this
kind of energy
would
is going
distracted.
To be
distracted? Some brothers might miss the message. They might get distracted. Literally
stay
get
focused.
Spun out.
That's funny.
Yes, I.
Oh, man, yeah. I love
it. I think
it.
You might induce deep trance states on everybody who's watching, you know, like... Might have everybody saying, "Oh,
oh man!" I said I want to start teaching, you know, hula hooping and things like that. You know, I just get some hoop. I already have a someone who volunteered actually to make hula hoops for me, so I could, you know, start sharing, you know, the joy of it with everyone. Yeah. It's just so much. It does so much for you. It aligns your chakras. You know, it keeps you moist. It keeps you youthful, and it's just needed. It's needed. You know, a lot of women have like the fibroids and things like that. It literally beats that into shape. It like a lot of times I have this fascination with shit. I don't know where that came from. No, I do know where it came from. But I create things out of it. It's called corporalite. That's the terminology for it. I can say shit all day, but it's called corporalite. And it's fossilized dinosaur dung. You know, I make a lot of pieces out of that. I had someone who was transitioning and knew that they were going to transition, and they were buried in one of my pieces, and it was a piece of shit, you know, that was dressed in silver and things like that. But, you know, when you hula hoop, the one thing that it really, really, really does for you, it loosens up like your intestines, you know, because a lot of times there's like blockage there and you're not able to, you know, release yourself. And it loosens it up. It helps with your digestive system, put it like that. Yeah. So it does many, many things that a lot of people don't know about, you know, the hula hooping. You know, it's just not, I just don't do it to look sexy, you know. you know, it's a lot of reasons why I do it. I like to always be in tune with my inner child. I never want to lose that. My mom is 85, and she hula hoops with me, you know. She never even had a cold. And she's more active than I am, and more hyper than I am, if you can imagine that. Yeah. So many benefits with.
You saying your mama in her 80s is still hula hooping?
Heck yeah, we get up and hula. When I stay at her house, I was at her house like for the last couple of days. You know, she's like, "Come on, baby, let's get up and hoop." And I'm like, "Okay, mom, let's go." Yeah, we put on our music and we just do it. You know, even if it's for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, because I'm constantly creating. I create for thousands of people. You know, so I'm constantly like sitting down and things like that. So I have to get up every once in a while and just spin my chakras. I just have to hoop. Otherwise, you know, I'll be walking hunchback. You know. Yeah. So it's very important to you know, especially if you don't like to exercise. I'm not too crazy about, you know, the gym and stuff like that. I don't know if I'm germophobic or what, but you know, it's just you know, don't like touching too many you know, things like that. But but hula hooping, you know, it just keeps you cozy. Okay.
I'll tell you, one day I want to see, energetically, I want to see what happens. I want to mess with, maybe it's the audience, somebody in the audience can do this. Muscle test to see how heavy a weight is, say, within 20 feet of you. And then you start hula hooping. And then do another muscle test to see if there's a little gravitational magnetic effect to actually make the weights feel different from, say, 20 pounds when it shifted so that the effort drops to 10. Because I really got a sense that doing that hula hoop has an effect on the kundalini, which is connected with magnetism. And so I'm kind of looking forward to having maybe a live stream where you're talking about quantum crystals and hula hooping at the same time.
Okay.
What'd you say, Rob Ben? I say the same thing.
Okay.
You just, you know, our Kaumba, we always take things to the higher heights, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, getting ready to wrap up this show. Sister Angela, for those who are interested in coming to the event or getting additional information, give us your contacts, please.
Absolutely. So, our website online, you can get tickets at natturnerlibrary.com. Also, if you would like to make a donation just to help support, maintain, and protect and preserve this land, you can go to our GoFundMe site, which is Nat Turner Save the Land. But that link is also on the website. So you can just go straight to the website, and on the homepage there's a donate button. So we'd appreciate you know, any contributions. But, yes, the tickets for the Saturday event is $40 for adults, $20 for teenagers, free for children 12 and under. And on Sunday we're going to have a trail tour Sunday morning. And that's $30. Metaphysical Sunday is $20. So you can get in where you fit in, and hopefully you'll want to come out and spend the entire weekend with us.
Yes.
Excellent.
Ashe.
Ross Ben. Ashe. For those interested in purchasing, getting in touch with you, or your workshops and your publications, how can people reach
you? Yes, sir. My one-stop shop is rossben.com online, you know, and get the Great Mystery, and as well as my calendar. I'll be with you Saturday, looking forward to that, up in NYC, Nicholas, Brooklyn. And the following strong beginning, brother, I'm celebrating my 30th wedding anniversary.
Yay! Congratulations.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So, the anniversary date has actually passed, but we wanted family and everyone to come together, so that 18th ended up being that appointed day. So I'm really excited about that, you know, honor the Empress and the family, you know.
That's awesome.
And then will be at BAM that following weekend, back up at NYC with you, Brooklyn Academy of Music out there vending, and then straight to Nat Turner land from there.
Yes,
you know?
I'm very excited
about that. Like, you just don't know. It was hard to sleep that first night. I talked to you, sister. Yeah, it was hard to sleep. My mind was just so excited, and truly my heart filled with so much gratitude, you know?
Yes, you won't be disappointed.
There's no doubt about that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Sister Majay, how can people reach you for your services?
You can check out my website. You know, it's still a work in progress, but, you know, you can get the gist of it when you go on it. You know, I made it as fun. I made it, like, to suit my personality. MajayBay.com. You can reach me on Facebook, MajayBay. Instagram, Sister Majade, one word, SisterMajade. And I have a YouTube channel. I'm going to get that together, but there's still a few things up there, like the wands. I make wands and things like that. So my YouTube is Majade Bay. And I just started my podcast about two days ago. So that's going to be in full effect really, 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 really soon. I'm starting an anti-aging program. I'm with one right now. You know, I'm like I wouldn't say like the guinea, but you know, I am, and it really works. It just makes you look youthful. Takes the wrinkles off your hands, things like that. And you know, there's a host of other projects that I'm embarking upon, and I'm excited. I'm just loving life right now.
Good. Say your website again.
Majade Bay, MajadeBey.com.
Yes, sir.
Excellent.
Yes.
This Saturday, Nicholas Brooklyn, 2 to 7 p.m., The Truth About 5G. This is featuring the opening intro will be with Lester Loving, and the main speaker will be Ross Ben. The Feldspar family and how to protect yourself from the EMF threat. This is this Saturday, May 11th, 2019, 2 to 7 p.m., Nicholas Bookstore, 1396 Fulton Street, between New York Avenue and Brooklyn Avenue. For vending, call 718 for participation, call 718-858-4400. Because if you don't have a pistol, you better have a crystal. And a pistol is not going to be effective against microwave radiation. You're going to have to learn how to shield. Women have to shield their wombs, their reproductive, men the same. And come out this Saturday, May 11th, to learn how to shield yourself from being slowly cooked by the 5G coming to a neighborhood near you. Is that a good way to wrap it up, Brother Ross Ben?
Yes, I.
That's powerful.
I say,
I want to thank all the listening audience. I want to thank you, Sister Angela. And we're going to close out with the sounds of Mysteries of Love. This was brought to you by Orgone, or the number 4, you. .com. I'm Brother Ankh. Thank you for listening in.
Yes, sir.
Life waves to the shore, part of the ocean. The stars high above, part of the sky. Now I drift to you, I dream of a waters so blue, wish I could live there. Wish you.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.